Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to a call regarding a man identified as 32-year-old Ethan Loren Stroud being shot and killed at a residence in Shelter Cove early Sunday morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene at the 200 block of Olson Road. Upon arrival, deputies came across the weapon used in the shooting and two females in the residence, the first being a 48-year-old female who is listed as the suspect and the other female, who is 43, and was the girlfriend of Stroud. When medical personnel arrived at the residence, they determined that Stroud was shot and killed. The investigation is still ongoing, and no arrests or charges have been issued at this time. Four organizations in Humboldt County each received small grants of $5,000 from the San Francisco-based organization Save the Redwood League for support of more redwood forest education. The grant winners included were Miranda Junior High School, the Inc. People for Center Arts, the California Environmental Technology Education Network, and Redwood National and State Parks. These four organizations were chosen by Save the Redwood League, with 20 other organizations in Northern California to be awarded grants for redwood education for 2014. Since the year 2000, Save the Redwood League has awarded over 330 grants worth in total over $1 million to provide redwood forest education in and out of the classroom. Friday night, a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy spotted a pickup truck in Eureka being driven by 39-year-old Eureka resident Stephen Stolberg, who has a felony warrant for his arrest for violation of his probation. The deputy tried to initiate a traffic stop, but Stolberg continued to drive into the Winco parking lot. As the truck was still slowly moving in the southeast end of the parking lot, Stolberg jumped out of the truck and ran towards Harris Street. The deputy pursued Stolberg on foot after the pickup truck ran into some bushes and hit the curb. The deputy apprehended Stolberg and took him into custody, but not before he discovered that the pickup truck had rolled backwards into the deputy's patrol car on the driver's side. Stolberg was arrested and charged with resisting arrest and driving on a suspended license. Yesterday afternoon, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees District Council 57 and Local 1684 have announced their endorsement of Eureka City Council candidate Natalie Arroyo for the 5th Ward seat of the City Council. This is the third endorsement in the past week for Arroyo. Last Friday afternoon, the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 5 announced their endorsement of Arroyo for the 5th Ward seat. And last Wednesday afternoon, the Building Construction Trades Council of Humboldt and Del Norte Counties announced their endorsement of Arroyo as well. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is asking the public to help locate a motorcyclist that evaded deputies in a vehicle pursuit last Wednesday night. The driver was accused by a citizen near Bear River Casino to be involved in the purchase of multiple pounds of marijuana. Once the sheriff deputy located the suspect, the driver sped off south on the US 101. The motorcycle itself was later found in the 3100 block of Eureka. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the November election, we get the chance to hear from candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council. There are five candidates running for three open seats, and two others facing off to fill out the remaining term. Juan Fernandez is one of the candidates running for one of the three open seats on the council, and he sat down and spoke with us about the impact he hopes to make.
At this point in my life, I know it's better to get results when you work with others as opposed to just going at it by yourself. That's the whole point of city council and being part of a community. I agree with 95% of what the council does. I think, you know, the city is great. I love it, obviously. And it's just the 5% that we just need to, you know, have a debate on and a consensus on, because if you don't talk about the issues, you can't really come to a real solution.
Fernandez also touched on a few key ideas he brings to the table, issues he thinks should get the attention of the city council.
Right now, the agenda setting on the city council is basically the mayor and the vice mayor get to put what's going to be on the agenda. So that shuts out three other people that may want to discuss certain issues that community members have brought to their attention. And so that's not very representative. That's not a way to go about solving city issues where just one or two people can set the agenda and not speak on certain issues that they don't want to. So that, you know, you get a stranglehold almost of what's going to happen, what isn't going to happen.
Fernandez also spoke about economic development and the need to prepare for the legalization of marijuana. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.